I'm Jim Snively. I'm Vice President of Grove Operations for Southern Garden Citrus. We did a trial that we planted in 2012, and we did several different spacings. We did 8x20, 8x15, 6x12.5, and also an 8x25. Today, looking at the results after the trees now are just turning 6 years old, our best results have been in the 8x15, which is about 363 trees per acre. Everything we're doing today, we try to target and plant a minimum of 300 trees per acre.
Let's talk about some of the technologies that you're having success with.
We've been using variable rate application, which basically monitors the size of the tree for spraying and fertilizing, so it cuts on and off the applications of fertilizer and chemicals depending on the size of the tree. With that type of variable rate application, we see anywhere from a 20 to 30% reduction in our chemical usage and fertilizer usage, so it helps reduce our costs. We feel that's a very big part of surviving this disease because it's so expensive with as the amounts of materials we're using. We're also doing more automation with our irrigation systems, which allows us to do more with either continuous feeding or more frequent fertilizer injection applications.
What type of technology do you think you'll be using more of in the future? Anything like aerial imagery or soil grid sampling?
We are exploring those areas now. The imagery is one that we're going to be working with a few groups with, just looking at that to see if it will help us with seeing what's going on in your grove quicker. The same with the soil grids, you know, doing more soil samples like for every 2 acres rather than doing one for every 10 acres. We're going to see if we can't zero in on areas where we may use precision agriculture with machines that are GPS indications of where things need to change. We may put out more potash in this area compared to another area, more nitrogen here than another area, and see how that goes.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.